The power of blessings that we get the strength to do what otherwise is impossible. How can anyone in this age live by such standards? It begins with the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, who came to the Western world and said, I have created your pious activities. And in this way, by his prayer and his blessings, we are able to do this. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible. So that is the first beginning. And you have all, you Vaishnavas, you have all come to bless this occasion. And for that, we are very grateful. As a matter of procedure, we will first change the neck beads now. So if those who are assisting in that can come forward, and we'll just change the neck beads, and then we are doing the archman.
Thank you very much.
And
for coming.
I have brought with me Sesha Prabhu from the Bhaktivedanta Manor, who is leading the Brahmacharya Ashram in the manor, which is a very substantial program. So I'm happy to bring him to South Africa. And he's going to be our priest today. Yeah, so in one sense, initiation is a new birth. Some take that birth young in their life, some take it at a more advanced age, but today you'll take a new birth, a spiritual birth. Lord Ramachandra said that anyone who says that from this day I am yours, I will accept them as mine. And so that is basically what it will happen. In initiation, we will give ourselves. We'll say that, Krishna, I belong to you, my life is now your property. And that, so Krishna consciousness may have been there before, but on this day the priorities change, because on this day Krishna consciousness becomes number one, and then everything else is also there, so many other commitments. So then we'll do the Archman, and then I will speak a little bit about the meaning of initiation. Next, we'll be taking vows, and after that, we will have the yajna. We can see in this yajna how the yajnashala is there with the four pots on the corners and one pot more elevated. So the elevated pot is representing Krishna. So in that way, Krishna is present in this arrangement. The pots on the corners are representing the various demigods. So in this way, we see that the vows are taken in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm here as his representative. And then there are many witnesses also. So, in this way, once the vow is taken, it cannot be taken back. Once we give ourselves to Krishna, that's it. There's, one can act as if he walks away from these vows. But in reality, it cannot be. I say that when we take these vows and take care of them very nicely, and use them as an opportunity, then they are like pearls. And just like Krishna was planting pearls, and then from his pearls came many bushes, which created more pearls. So in the same way, from these vows, if we are taking interest in maintaining them, we'll speak about the details later, then our life will flourish. But if we are neglecting the vows, then the vows will beat us. They'll beat our mind. And we feel guilty, actually. So, then you can all chant after me. Om Amavitra
Amavitra
Amitruva
Amitruva
Sarvavasta Vatupiva
Yasmare
Pundarikaksham Savaya Yantara Suchi Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu Please take the spoon of your Ajman cup in the right hand and throw 3 drops in the left hand and throw. Then shift spoon to the left hand. Now 3 drops in the right hand and throw. Then you put again 3 drops in the right hand. And you lift the hand, and while looking at the water, you sip and say, Om Kesavaya Namaha. And 3 drops in the right hand and throw. And again, 3 drops in the right hand. And lifting and looking at the water, saying, Om Naranaya Namaha. And sip. 3 drops in the right hand and throw. And again, 3 drops in the hand, looking at the water, saying, Om Madhavaya Namaha. And then sip. And 3 drops and throw. Timurandasya Kendra Sarakaya Shakshurin Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siddhita Gadara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Somehow or other, we've become forgetful. We have become forgetful of Krishna. So many things are on our mind. We are busy. We have been busy since we were children, playing around with things. Then we became adults and we got more serious about things we wanted, what we didn't want. And we forgot. We forgot about Krishna. For some, he was there in the background. For others, he was not there at all. Totally forgotten. But then, this material world doesn't bring us happiness. Yes, it does. But it is not so much. Never enough to satisfy our thirst. Such thirst is called, for the temporary, is called asatrisna, or thirst for what is not lasting. So those things, they give us moments of flickering happiness, chapalasukha, and then distress. But simple mathematics make it clear that happiness, let's say distress, equals distress. That's what it is. Happiness plus temporary equals also distress. Therefore, the material world is described in the Bhagavad Gita as Dukkhalayam Asasvatam, is temporary and is being full of misery. Therefore it said, this material world is not a place for a gentleman, or we may say a lady. It is not a place where we really want to reside life after life. So the purpose of initiation, it is an initiation in the path or on the path back to Godhead, back to the spiritual world. That is the purpose of it. It is not that this is a social recognition, that this is now some recognition of services we have performed and that on this day we become a formal member of the Hare Krishna movement. No, it is rather meant to be a great blessing. And that by that great blessing, we enter on the spiritual path under the protection of a spiritual master. And in that way, we are on the way, back to Godhead. And one who is faithful in fulfilling the promises that are to be made today can go back to Godhead this very lifetime. Srila Prabhupada said that on many occasions. So that is most wonderful. Life is short. And we may go through many things. Our hopes, moments of happiness, inspiration, frustration. But whatever it is, whatever comes our way, life in the material world is actually very short. So the most important thing is we do not need to be super devotees. We do not need to be extraordinary. We just need to be faithful. And somehow or other, we are faithful. Faithful to these promises, faithful to this system of devotional service, and then everything will be fruitful. It is said that there are, of course, the 10 offenses to be avoided in chanting holy name. And they are mentioned in the Padma Purana. And they are important because it says Bhavi Jamana Kari Ari Shavana Kirtanam Dhutana Paya Krishna Padapi Premadanam. It is said that if one commits these offenses, even while chanting for many, many lives, still you don't get the result of the chanting. So that is the one thing that can hold back chanting. So the first offense is to avoid blaspheming the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are known as kalpatarus. They are known as desire trees, wish-fulfilling desire trees. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this a little different. He says the Vaishnava is the caretaker of the kalyana kalpataru, of the auspicious desire tree of devotional service. And it is interesting because even when the Vaishnava is not perfect, he's still the caretaker of the desire tree of devotional service. And we see that in our ISKCON congregation. When they've been around, we know that not everyone is perfect. That we know. But at the same time, the devotees are all partaking in devotional service. And in this way, creating devotional service. Like today, we are observing Ram Navami, and it is an opportunity to engage in a lot of devotional service. There's decoration, there's kirtan opportunity, there are dance, I heard, plays, all these kind of things, dramatic readings, philosophical discussions, so many things, so many opportunities are there. Because the Vaishnavas are altogether committed to devotional service. So whether they are perfect in their character or not, that is secondary. Therefore, even if we see shortcomings in devotees, it's not a big deal. It's not so important. Yeah? We understand these things, it is said, just like the firewood. Now, we happen to have some firewood here. Have a look at it. What do you think of that firewood? I personally think it's not very good quality wood. Right? Looks like, if you look at it, looks like cheap wood, doesn't it? Right? Honestly, any wood experts here, what would you say? I happen to have some experience with construction, and I know the difference between teak and some ordinary wood. Yeah? So, we can find faults with this wood, but what's the point? Because very soon, all this wood will be ashes. And whether it was teak, or whether there were cracks in it, or holes in it, whatever, doesn't matter, because it will all burn to ashes in the process of devotional service. Therefore, when we see that someone has some flaw in their character, well, I also have. I try to control it, but you know what I mean. Everyone has something. Everyone has a quirk. And between husband and wife, these things are well known. What shall we say? The quirks, the character quirks that we all have, these little imperfections, they're not so important. We make too much of it. You know? What if he is a devotee? You said, like, you know, and this devotee spoke a lie. Don't worry about it, you know. Because it said, Kuntiya pratijani nami bhakti pranasiti. Oh, son of Kunti, Arjuna, declare it boldly that my devotee will never perish, it says in the Bhagavad Gita. Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur is commenting on the verse. And he says that, why is Krishna saying, oh, son of Kunti, you say it. Why isn't he saying it himself? He said, because Krishna is from Mathura. And everybody knows, these people from Mathura, oh, you cannot rely on them. They will lie in your face. So when Krishna says, no one believes. But when Arjuna says, yes, yes, they will believe. So even Krishna sometimes speaks a lie. Yes. So, therefore, shortcomings in Vaishnavas, there's no need to put a magnifying glass on top and look at them. Just see, these things will be purified. They're doing devotional service. They're chanting Hare Krishna. Oh, wonderful. Then everything is auspicious. The potency of the holy name is so great. So let us glorify all the Vaishnavas, not just Srila Prabhupada, but all the Vaishnavas, even the so-called ordinary Vaishnavas, because there are no ordinary Vaishnavas. So blaspheming devotees is not helpful. Second offense, to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent to the name of Lord Vishnu. So basically it means that we are now in a human body And in that way, we have superior facility to animals. But there are many, many living beings within the universe who are far superior to us. And the demigods are very much superior. They are able to control so many great powers in the universe. But one thing that the demigods cannot overcome. Abrahama Bhuvanaloka Punarvatina Arjuna Anubhijit Kuntya Punarjanana Vijate. Says in Bhagavad Gita that all these planetary systems in the universe are places of misery where repeated birth and death take place. Even Lord Brahma could not give eternity to Hiranyakasipu when he asked for it. Said, what can I give you that I don't have myself? How can I give you that? Immortality I don't have. So only Lord Vishnu can award immortality. And only Krishna can give that Krishna Prem of Golok. So in this way, we appreciate that the names of the demigods, although they are worthy of respect, are not the same as the holy name of Krishna. Third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. Yeah, it's like if you have, you are drowning into an ocean and they've come with a helicopter and they're trying to get you out of there and they have some sort of harness, you know, which they have to put on your body and you're in the water and you start mowing with your arms and it gets difficult to get you in the harness which they need to lift you in the helicopter. So the instructions of the spiritual master are basically that they're creating favorable conditions. So yeah, but why do we need the instructions of the spiritual master? We have so many instructions in the scripture. I just read the Bhagavad Gita and it's all there. So, you know, so why do we need the spiritual master? No, the spiritual master will make it personal. He will make some personal adjustment for us. He'll give a personal directive. Something that fits for us. And we ask his blessings. Can we worship these deities? Or, what do you think? Should we do this service? Should we do that? The spiritual master will give us a specific directive which is suitable for us. And he knows us. He's our personal friend. So in this way, we can also rely on him. In this way, if we don't follow the instructions of the spiritual master, then they're disconnecting us from the process of devotional service. That is not favorable. The next offense is to blaspheme Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, Traigunya Visya Veda. It is said there are many Vedic literatures which are Traigunya, within the three modes of material nature. They are material. Like, these scriptures are known as Upavedas, the Jyotirshastra, astrology. Did you get your astrology done for today? No? Are you sure the stars are favorable? And what if the stars are not favorable today? Then, will this ceremony be auspicious? Is the time proper? Pujariji. Is the time proper?
Yeah.
Why is the time proper?
Because you're here.
That's your problem, is here. And all the Vaishnavas are here. And you're here too. So all that brings makes everything auspicious. The other day I was remembering when Srila Prabhupada left India on the Jaladuta to go to the West. You know what day it was?
Friday.
Yeah, you heard it from me. It was Friday the 13th. So now, does that mean that for devotees, Friday the 13th is a lucky day? Or is it still a bad day? But did Prabhupada just make it auspicious? Doesn't matter, any bad day becomes auspicious. We'll never know what it is. But I'm not worried on Friday the 13th. I'm going to fly on Friday the 13th in April, and I'll make sure I get seat number 13. Try and get a flight at 1300 hours. Somehow or other. Ultimately, we don't depend on material things. So, astrology and all these things are not so important. But because they're also part of the Vedic literature, we respect it. But our interest is not there. Our interest is with the Bhagavad Gita. Our interest is with Srimad Bhagavatam. Our interest is with the nectar of devotion. Our interest is with the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Srila Prabhupada would do a yajna, he would have four brahmanas in the room, and these brahmanas would read from these four books. So whenever they're not there, I just invoke them. Bhagavad Gita, nectar of devotion, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all present now. These are our pillars. This is where we take shot. These are actually the books that describe pure devotional service. And somehow or other, when we turn to these books, they give us strength. And we're going to need that. We're going to need that strength. It's not just automatic. Just, okay, now I take initiation, and it's all done. Fifth offense is to think that the glories of chanting Hare Krishna are imagination. Bhagavata Purana says, abhinattvam namina, that the name is non-different from Krishna. So because the name is non-different from Krishna, there's no limit to the power of the name, because Krishna is unlimitedly powerful. Therefore, by this chanting, everything is possible. Miracles are possible. In this way, we can overcome anything. Any obstacle can be overcome by this chanting. There is a reference about Krishna's lotus feet, and that there are marks on Krishna's lotus feet. And it says that there's a thunderbolt, there's a stick which is used with a hook and a point, used to control elephants. There's a barley corn on the feet of Krishna. And what does this all mean? It says when you think that, yeah, I know this process is very, very powerful, there's no doubt about that. I'm not worried about the process, but I'm worried about myself. I'm worried, will I have the strength to do it? You know, my mind, I mean, not everyone's got a mind like I have. My mind is as big and strong as an elephant. There you go. We have a stick for you. We have a stick with a hook and a point to control that elephant of the mind. So yeah. I believe that. But, you know, my karma, it's bad. You know, exceptionally bad. Just other people don't have as bad karma as I have. Mine is just... I have just a mountain of karma. It's insurmountable. What can I do? I would surrender to Krishna, but because of my bad karma, it's just impossible. No. That thunderbolt on Krishna's lotus feet indicates that he will smash mountains to pieces. So karma will also not hold us back. So we should know that Krishna will help us. Every step of the way, Krishna is there to help us. It's not that we are the doers in this. Krishna will help us if we take shelter. That is the point. The barley corn is, if you think, yeah, it's all good and well, but you know, I mean, we have no money. No, really. I mean, we just don't have any money. And that's a real problem, you know. I mean, I would be chanting Hare Krishna, but I can't because I have to work. That's what you do. I have to work and have no time left. I mean, they squeeze you hard. Work for a Japanese company. And they squeeze you really hard. And it's just absolutely no time. Work and sleep. Little eating in between. That's it. Yeah. So, yes. But the barley corn on Krishna's lotus feet means that take shelter of Krishna and Krishna will provide. He will provide. He will arrange. So that faith is needed. And we should know that very strongly, that if we take shelter of Krishna consciousness, everything will be okay. It will be alright. Sixth offense, if we give some interpretation on the holy name, to sort of try and draw all kinds of meanings out of there. It says, Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj and the son of Yasoda. Krishna is being served by so many devotees. And that's all. Chanting the holy name means simply, please engage me in your devotional service. And we leave it at that. No need for more complex explanations. Somehow or other, let us look for devotional service. Seventh offense, commit sinful activities on the holy name. There's a story which is told that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they traveled, and then one particular evening they came to a village and it was getting dark, and on the outside of the village there was an old broken temple. So they decided to spend the night there. And then the next morning, as they woke up early, they came into the village. So the villagers, they asked, oh, where have you just come from? That you have arrived here so early in the morning, it cannot be that you've walked the whole night through the forest in the darkness. And so where did you come from just now? They said, oh, we spent the night at that broken temple. And you spend the night there? No. Nobody goes there. You cannot go near that place. So, why not? There is a Brahma Rakshasa living in that temple. Some ghost. Not just an ordinary ghost. And they said yes. Oh, yes. Yes, there was something like that. Some ghost came in the night and we chanted Hare Krishna. And then this ghost disappeared. People said, no, but how is this possible? We know very well who this ghost is. This ghost is the former priest of this temple. And he was a real rascal. Oh, he did so many bad things. But he was always chanting Hare Krishna. He was always chanting Hare Krishna. So, why? Why would he just go away when you're chanting Hare Krishna? So then, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained. And he said that when someone is chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but he's performing all kinds of nonsense, then what happens is Krishna, he withdraws himself from the name. And it just becomes a hollow shell. It's no longer the holy name, it's just a hollow shell. May sound like the name, but doesn't act like the name. In the no effect. Right? Whereas when the name is chanted by one who is purely dedicating himself in service to Krishna, then Krishna manifests all his potency. So that was interesting. how Krishna can withdraw himself. So in this way, if we commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name, Krishna will simply withdraw himself. A defense is to think that the chanting of Hare Krishna is like a karma kanda ritual. So karma kanda rituals are Vedic rituals which are performed to fix material circumstances. You know, you have no money and you do a certain ritual, and the money comes raining down. Oh yes. You want to be handsome and beautiful? There are other rituals you can do. You want some stability in your post? Worship the earth and the horizon combined. You want powerful sex life? Worship Indra. So the scriptures give us many hints of what can be done. But the bottom line is, that's all simply distraction. Because it's temporary, the fruits are temporary. So sometimes we think that the chanting of Hare Krishna will also give us temporary fruits. So we think that now I'm chanting, now I'm initiated, now I should not get any more troubles. No, trouble may still come. Because it's not that the chanting will fix our material problems. It will connect us with Krishna and give us our right to be in Krishna's eternal association. Yomukti padeva sadayava. So it gives different benefit, not material benefit, eternal spiritual benefit. Ninth offense, preach to the faithless. Of course we preach to faithless people, but not about intimate conclusions. But we can say, chant Hare Krishna and read Bhagavad Gita. You're not this body, eternal spirit, soul, eternal servant of Krishna. These things we can tell the world. But not, and you know about Krishna and the gopis and Vrindavan. You know? Very interesting. No. Tenth offense, maintain material attachments. So to invest in our material desires. Material desires we may have, but one should check them, not just pursue them. Otherwise they'll interfere with our devotional service. But these are ten. So these are important points. Some other important points is, it is said that the key to attract the mercy of Krishna is service attitude. It's just to be eager to serve. It is said service attitude naturally goes hand in hand with humility. Because to be a servant, you have to be humble. So in this way, that is what is required, to just have that service attitude. And since the devotees are the caretakers of the holy name of devotional service, sometimes we may be far away from devotees, but we should just go look for them. Like today is Ram Navami, it's not a day to stay home. It is a day to spend with the devotees. Of course, lucky we have Facebook Live streaming right now. So those who did stay home, they can still be present on this day also. But the real purpose is different. The real purpose is that somehow or other we are looking for the devotees. And even if there are differences between us and others, that will be there. We are all different. We are from different backgrounds, different communities, different parts of the world. All these things are different. And even if we're all from the same part of the world, we're still different. Because we're individuals. So everyone is different. And people have differences, different opinions, but it doesn't matter. We can all chant Hare Krishna together. We can have kirtan together. And that's the one thing that we can do. We can serve Krishna together. We can overcome our differences. If we appreciate each other's service, better we have. If we appreciate each other's service, if everyone is very different, but if everyone is enthusiastically serving Krishna and Prabhupada, then that will bring us together. That is what will bring the Vaishnavas together. And so, let us come together to do that. Like today, we've come together to celebrate and glorify Lord Bhanachandra. And that, of course, is the next part of the program. So there are today a number of devotees here who are who have all been involved with the Hare Krishna movement for a long time. Most of them for many years actually, and somehow or other today is the day that they take initiation. So they are already matured in devotional service. Still, the initiation is a great, great blessing. We have six candidates for first initiation, and we have one candidate for second initiation. Sri Bhuvanath sitting there will take second today, and Rakesh will take first. He's one of those long time practitioners. And next to him is Ituvalinga, who is also, I don't know how long he's been, but as long as I can remember, he's been in Krishna consciousness. Very long time. Quentin and Lalita are very enthusiastic in their spiritual life. And then we have Usha and Champavati who are here today, and they have been devotees for a very long time also. Chandravati is 77, I think I heard. So that is very nice. I'm very glad that you could make it today on this day, and I very happily accept you as my disciple, and with that pray to Lord Krishna to shower you with blessings. And this is very nice. So we'll carry on and start taking the vows. Okay, Rakesh, if you come forward and offer your obeisances here. You also
The whole of God's word. Okay, and then there's one to Srila Prabhupada. You take that to Srila Prabhupada. Come back, okay. Malingi, if you come and give me the garland, then I'll. Otherwise. And what is yours, sir? You can wait a moment and then, otherwise it gets too big. Just wait for that. Usha, just put the garments down to later. Stayed there for 4 months during the rainy season and worshipped Lord Ranganath. He's the principal deity of the Sri Sampradaya, and of course we are closely connected with them. So Lord Ranganath is also our deity. So what are the four regulated principles you promised to follow for the rest of your life?
No meat eating, including fish and eggs. No eating eggs. No gambling and no drinking.
So,
okay.
Sometimes hard to count to four. And how many rounds you promised to chant?
Minimum of 16 rounds.
Thank you very much. And then so from this day on you will be known as Indranuja. So just like we have Rama, and we also have Ramanuja. Ramanuja is the younger brother of Ram. He is Lakshman. In the same way, we have Indra, Indranuja, the younger brother of Indra. So who is the younger brother of Indra? Is Lord Vamana. He was the younger brother of Indra, or Upendra. So Indranuja is referring to Lord Vamana. Welcome. Yeah, it's a scary moment, but but it's a very auspicious moment, and we'll try to make something nice of this. It is about pure devotional service, it's about trying to grow and make something greater out of our life than we could have ever imagined. So it's a good day. So, Quentin, what are the four regulated principles you promise to follow for the rest of your life?
No meat eating, no fish and eggs, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication.
And how many rounds you promise to
achieve? Number 16.
Thank you very much. You can pass it on to your people.
No meat eating, including fish and eggs, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. I promise to chant 16 rounds. I promise to pray my holy heart and promise to cooperate with the temple management.
All glories to you. Serious. I'm joking about that. It's my nature, but I do. Even when I joke, I really appreciate it. So then, from this day on, your name will be Gaya Raj Das. So Gaya is the place where Lord Chaitanya went, and Lord Chaitanya, that's where he took initiation, and that's where he revealed his identity as a devotee. And he's known as the topmost personality who ever was in Gaya, because he was the greatest devotee. So Gaya Raj is reminding us how Lord Chaitanya had that change, and how he became a great devotee after the initiation. So in the same way, you can also become a great devotee. You, of course, are already a nice devotee, but even nicer, even greater from this day on. Then Lalita is already a very good name. So not easy to make a change. I had to think about that. But what came to my mind is a name about spontaneous devotional service, where our service to Krishna is not just mechanical anymore, out of duty, but where we really, with great eagerness, serve Krishna from the heart. So that name I want to give you, and that name is Lalasa Mai. Lalasa Mai. You have to get used to it. I understand that. If it's more comfortable, Yeah, you can manage to go and back? Yeah. Otherwise. Yeah. I can just offer this. In the new job. Should bring the chair. So, it's a great pleasure today that you have both come, and that you're coming together is also nice. Mother and the daughter come together so you can support each other in that way. So that's very good. Since we must respect age also, first the mother. So, what are the four regulative principles you promised to follow? Initiation to change the name. Now, after 77 years, I'm sorry. But you have a nice name already, Champavati. Right? It is actually a name with spiritual meaning. Right? So it is a very good name. But it's my duty to make some change. So, what it will be from today on is Champarupa. I hope that's okay. At least I kept the champa. Referring to the daughter of the sun god, there are many personalities by the name of Usha. One, of course, who is very famous is Aniruddha and Usha, who, in other words, married one of Krishna's sons. So, in our greater family, we are in the family of Krishna, there was an Usha also. So Usha is also a good name. But again, I had to change, and so I had to meditate. And finally, I came to the name. That is the name of a great devotee. The name of Uttara Devadasi. Uttara. Uttara means up or elevated. So Uttara actually means one who is elevated. The servant of God. and the mother of Maharaj Pariksit was named Uttara after Uttara from Srimad Bhagavatam. So then in the next portion, Sesha will begin the yajna, and of course all of us can throw grains, and it is done with the two fingers in the middle, so that the head, so that the hand looks like the head of a cow. See? For auspiciousness. So everyone can have the comment. Yeah. Oh yeah. Thank you.
now we will give the rains into the fire. So we'll talk about the invocation mantra. So please, you recite them along. And as long as you say, at the end of each mantra, then we'll say Swaha 3 times. And we'll close the rains in. Please throw it there, not me. Om Ajnana.
Swaha,
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 Namo
Prasaya.
Krishna Prasaya.
Bhutale.
Bhutale.
Srimate.
Srimate.
Bhakti Siddhanta.
Bhakti Siddhanta.
Saraswati.
Saraswati.
Srinamine.
Srinamine.
Shri. Oh.
Swaha.
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 Krishna
Sambandha
Vijnana
Vijnana
Daine
Daine
Prabhave Namaha
Prabhave Namaha
Majo Yojvala
Majo Yojvala
Vemadhyā
Vemadhyā
Shirupanuga
Shirupanuga
Bhaktida
Bhaktida
Shigaura
Shigaura
Karuna Shakti
Karuna Shakti
Vigraya
Vigraya
Namaste.
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 Gauravani.
Gauravani.
Shri Murtaye.
Shri Murtaye.
Dinatarine.
Dinatarine.
Rupanuga.
Rupanuga.
Virudapa.
Virudapa.
Siddhanta.
Siddhanta.
Dvantaharine.
Dvantaharine.
Swaha.
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 Sambode,
Sambode,
Padam Bhajayate,
Padam Bhajayate,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Namo Bhakti Vinodaya,
Namo Bhakti Vinodaya,
Sachidananda Namine,
Sachidananda Namine,
Gaura Shakti,
Gaura Shakti,
Sarupaya,
Sarupaya,
Rupanuga,
Rupanuga,
Narayate,
Narayate,
Swaha,
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 Gaura Vibhava,
Gaura Vibhava,
Bhumeswam,
Bhumeswam,
Nirdeshtam,
Nirdeshtam,
Sajjanapriyaha,
Sajjanapriyaha,
Vaishnava,
Vaishnava,
Sarvabhauma,
Sarvabhauma,
Shri Jagannathaya,
Shri Jagannathaya,
Te Namaha,
Te Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Panchakalpa,
Panchakalpa,
Tarubhyascha,
Tarubhyascha,
Kripasindhu,
Kripasindhu,
Devacha,
Devacha,
Patitana,
Pavanebhyo,
Vaishnavebhyo,
Vaishnavebhyo,
Namo Namaha,
Namo Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Namo Maha,
Namo Maha,
Adanyaya,
Adanyaya,
Krishna Prema,
Krishna Prema,
Adayate,
Adayate,
Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
Krishna Chaitanya,
Krishna Chaitanya,
Namne Gaura,
Namne Gaura,
Krishe Namaha,
Krishe Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Panchatattvam, Makam Krishnam,
Makam Krishnam,
Bhaktarupa,
Bhaktarupa,
Swarupakam,
Swarupakam,
Bhaktavataram,
Bhaktavataram,
Bhaktakyam,
Bhaktakyam,
Namami,
Namami,
Bhaktashaktikam,
Bhaktashaktikam,
Swaha,
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 Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Karuna Sindhu,
Karuna Sindhu,
Dinabandhu,
Dinabandhu,
Jagatpate,
Jagatpate,
Gopesha, Gopika Kanta,
Gopika Kanta,
Radha Kanta,
Radha Kanta,
Namaste,
Namaste,
Swaha,
Swaha,
Swaha.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Now, I'd like to ask everybody, did you all look carefully at the altar today? What did you notice on our altar? Can you tell me how many Bhagavad Gita's on the altar? Wrong. Next guess. Whoever guesses the right, I will give them a Bhagavad Gita.
Seven.
Six. Five. Actually, it is eight, and I will take the Bhagavad Gita. Now, anyway, today we're running a really special event. It is Ram Navami. You know, Maharaj just spoke that, you know, 13 is such an auspicious number. So we have 13 Bhagavad Gitas that is going to be signed by Maharaj. For the first 13 devotees who takes the Bhagavad Gita, and it's only 50 rands. So Jan, come stand next to me. Who would like a Bhagavad Gita? Come next to me right now. The first 13 devotees will get the Bhagavad Gita. Maharaj will happily sign it after the program. But you'll have to pay Jan first. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you.
Krishna, Bye.